Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the TR90 Body Burn 30 support call. I am Susan Mann out of Portland, Oregon, welcoming you to the call. Thrilled to have you along with us. Just absolutely delighted to have you with us, as a matter of fact. If you ever miss these calls, you can pick them up on an application called SoundCloud or wherever you get your podcasts by putting in Frank, F-R-A-N-K, Lomas, L-O-M-A-S, and TR90, or Frank Lomas and Solutions, the Digit 4 Anti-Aging, all pushed together as one word. If you're listening to this in a podcast and you wish to catch us live, dial into 712-775-8972, and our panel of hosts would be delighted to have you join them on any of the calls Monday through Friday. These calls are done Monday through Friday at this time, which for me is 6:40 Pacific Time, 7:40 Mountain Time, 8:40 Central Time, and 9:40 Eastern Time. And adjust for your time zone. With that being said, as I said, I'm Susan Mann out of Portland, Oregon. I'm welcoming you to the call today. I have a huge interest in health, nutrition, and exercise dating back, oh, I want to say about 4 decades, because I had grandparents that either had heart disease or adult onset diabetes, both of which are prevalent in my family, on both sides of my family. And I did not want to have either of those particular health challenges. So I've done many things over the intervening years to make sure that I stay good and healthy. And when I came across the TR90 program here about 14 years ago, I was absolutely delighted with it. I was able to actually lose some of the body fat that I had been trying to lose for the previous 15 years and had not been able to lose at all. And I was absolutely delighted. When you're first starting out with that TR90 program, it is your one lean meal a day, 2 shakes a day, 3 snacks a day, 30 grams of protein at least 3 of those meals. Taking your supplements 15 to 20 minutes before a meal is best. But if you're not able to do that, as I can tell you as a substitute teacher, I never knew when breakfast was going to be or when lunch was going to be, because I was dashing out the door to deal with students, and I would get a last minute call or something would crop up right before lunchtime. And so I was actually taking those supplements with my meals because I didn't want to miss them. The supplements, that is, the meals. Mom, you know, meals are meals. They're good for making sure you stay energized. The supplements, they recommend 15 to 20 minutes before a meal. My experience is take them with your meals if you can't plan that far in advance of when your meal is going to be. 7+ servings of fruits and vegetables every single day. That will give you your macronutrients, which are your proteins, your carbs, your sugars, your fats, your micronutrients, which are your vitamins and minerals. And the other thing that those fresh fruits and vegetables will give you, fiber. Lots and lots of fiber. And fiber helps in 2 ways, one of which is with satiety, or that feeling of fullness. The other is for good digestive help. For that, guys need about 45 grams of fiber daily. Ladies, we need about 32 grams of fiber daily for that good digestive health. And if you're getting all that fiber, you'll want to get up and get moving. 30 minutes of moderate to heavy exercise at least 5 days a week. That exercise can be whatever you desire it to be. It can be swimming, dancing, furious house cleaning, HIIT workouts, whatever works best for you. You can do it in a 30-minute chunk, 2 15-minute chunks, or 3 10-minute chunks. Again, whatever gets you up, excited, and moving is what's best for you and what works best into your lifestyle. And if you're doing all that moving, you need to think about your hydration level. The baseline for that is 1 ounce of water for every 2 pounds you weigh. So if you weigh 100 pounds, you should be starting out drinking 50 ounces of water and then building it up from there, depending on how active you are, how much you're perspiring because of either the weather or activity level. And do realize some of your fresh fruits and vegetables have some moisture in them, and that actually counts towards some of your moisture content. Then the last thing after hydration is to think about those 7 to 9 hours of quality sleep a night. That sleep sets your brain up for making good decisions the next 2 or 3 days, clears out toxins, restores muscles and tissues, stores memories. It just does a wealth of what I like to call system resets. And so getting that good quality sleep is really important. And if you're lacking on sleep, and you can do a quick power nap to kind of get caught up for a couple of days, that would not be a bad, would not send you amiss. So getting that good quality sleep is really important. With that being said, today I'm sharing some information out of a book that's called Eat to Live by Joel, J-O-E-L, Furman, F-U-H-R-M-A-N, medical doctor. This book was, I forget when this book was published. It's been out for quite a while, and they've revised it a couple of times. And today we are going to actually jump into a couple of his frequently asked questions, one of which is, I eat out frequently, which makes sticking with this plan difficult. How can I make the transition easier? Well, Dr. Furman says, choose restaurants that have healthy options and know the places that will cater to your needs. When possible, speak to the management or chef in advance. When traveling, look for restaurants that have salad bars. This is not an all or nothing plan. Every person exposed to these ideas can improve over his or her current diet. People have a tendency to like best the foods to which they have become accustomed. Keep in mind, eventually you will lose your desire for some of the unhealthy foods that you are eating now, and you will enjoy the pleasures of healthy eating, pleasures of healthy natural foods more. I actually enjoy eating healthy foods more than the interest foods because they taste good, and I also feel good. Most of my patients report the same sensation. Food preferences are learned. You can learn to enjoy healthy foods just as you learn to like unhealthy ones. You can follow this diet on the road if you are committed to your own success. It just takes more diligence to plan where to eat and to make sure that there will be something for you on the menu. Get in the habit of ordering a double-sized green salad with the dressing on the side. Use only a tiny amount of the dressing or a squeeze of lemon on the salad. A nice little trick for that is C.J. Johnson, one of our former hosts, she used to have her salad dressing on the side. She would just dip the tines of her fork in a little bit into the dressing and then pick up whatever part of the salad she was going to eat, so that she was getting really a minuscule amount of that salad dressing. It was flavored the salad, but it was really healthy. Remember, this is not a temporary diet. This is your life plan. We must consider how our health is affected by what we choose to eat. We all have to make wise choices to get the most out of life. That doesn't mean you must be perfect. It does mean that however you eat, whether you adopt all of Dr. Furman's recommendations or just some of them, your health will be better off as a result of those improvements. After a while, it will become a habit. And if you give it a good try, you may find, as others have, that it is not as difficult as you think, and you will likely grow to enjoy it. Do you think everyone will eventually embrace this way of eating? No. The social and economic forces that are pulling our population towards obesity and disease will not be defeated by one book preaching about achieving superior health with nutritional excellence. The good life will continue to send most Americans to a premature grave. This plan is not for everyone. I do not expect the majority of individuals to live this healthfully. However, they should at least be aware of the facts rather than having their food choices shaped by inaccurate information or food manufacturers. Some people choose to smoke cigarettes, eat unhealthy, and pursue other reckless habits. They have that inalienable right to live their lives the way they choose. Don't add stress to your life by trying to persuade every person you meet to eat the same way you do. Looking good and feeling good will be your best tools of persuasion. A common criticism of my eating plan, which all knowledgeable authorities agree is healthy, is that most people won't stick to such a restrictive regime. This is an irrelevant point. Since when is what the masses find socially acceptable the criterion for value? Value or correctness is independent of how many will choose to follow my recommendations. That is a separate issue. Where are we going here? Oh, next page. The critical question is how effective these recommendations are in guaranteeing a slim body, a life, long life, enduring health. All those naysayers have missed the point. My plan was not designed to win a popularity contest. Thousands of enthusiastic individuals who have benefited from this body of knowledge consider this information a special blessing. It is an opportunity to have your life be so much healthier, happier, and more enjoyable. We don't feel deprived. Rather, we enjoy fantastic tasting food that is so healthy we have developed a distaste for junk food. And at this point in our lives, healthy food simply tastes better. Another question is, how enjoyable is life for those plagued with a multitude of serious medical problems? Choosing to live a healthful or an unhealthful lifestyle is a personal decision, but this is not an all or nothing plan. As a health professional, it is my job to encourage people to protect their future health. We can't buy good health, we must earn it. We are given only one body in this lifetime, so I encourage you to take proper care of it. Over time, your health and happiness are inescapably linked. You don't get a new body when you destroy your health with disease-causing foods. I am 100% committed to your success and well-being. So please contact me if you encounter roadblocks to recovering your health. I wish you a long and enduring life. They can be yours. So with that being said, at the top of the hour, if you scoot over to Facebook, One Team Global Live, one of our leaders will be sharing some information about Nu Skin, the company, or what's going on in the Nu Skin world. Thrilled to have had you along with us. As soon as I get us off mute, you can feel free to share your thoughts, comments, questions you may have. If you are concerned about speaking, well, you can always send me a text to 503-502-4863. And just let me know you're part of the TR90 program, because I do check my spam folder periodically to make sure that nothing's getting in there that shouldn't be. And I was delighted to have you along with us. Go out and make it a great day. And we will see you back here tomorrow with Frank, and I will be back on Friday. This is Susan Mann for May 1st, 2024, signing out. So hopefully you guys found that of interest. Something else Joel Furman strongly recommends is the acronym GBOMS, which is greens, beans, onions, mushrooms, berries, and seeds, which makes up the majority of his Eat to Live diet. Actually, it's not a bad thing to follow in general. That tends to have all the healthy stuff in it. And if there's no other thoughts or comments, go out and make it a Make it great, and we will see you back here tomorrow.